Good morning. Welcome to University Church. My name is Barbara Fode, and I'm one of the members here, and I am here to welcome you. Katie is the usual person this Sunday, but I am her sub today. Whatever brings you here, whether it is your custom to come, whether you came out of curiosity and you're a newcomer to us, or whether there's some crisis or concern in your life for which you just wanted this space to be in for a while, please know that you are welcome here, and we hope you find the warmth of God's presence with us this day. If you are new to us, I may not have met you yet. I'm on the welcome team. We have these brochures in the back and out here. We'll try to get to you because it tells you about all the mission and ministries of this congregation. Also in your bulletin, you should find a yellow slip. Maddie just said, it's changed, and it has. So one side is for you to let us know that you are here. Even if you're here every Sunday, we'd like to know that you are here. And if you are new to us, we would love to have some contact information and let us know if you want our e-newsletter. We promise not to send you lots of materials. On the flip side, this is what's new, is a place for you to put a prayer request. And you can mark whether you just like it read aloud here, or whether it's okay to put it in the newsletter, or both. And if you do have a prayer request, give this slip to the ushers when they come to collect these. And if you don't, then you can just drop it in the offering plate when that offering plate comes by. If you are really into technology and want to get the full bulletin in your pew, there are QR readers that will open up the full worship bulletin, but otherwise everything will be on the screen beyond the abbreviated bulletin that we hope you got when you came in. There are restrooms and childcare out here or in the back and down restrooms. Through either doors behind us is the gathering room where we will gather after the worship service for some conversation and a reminder that we have a safe sanctuary policy here so that children should always be with an adult. There are many opportunities for service. This church does lots of things, so I won't take time to go through all of those that are in the bulletin, but I do want to highlight that next Sunday is the Martin Luther King dinner up at the Dome. Usually 1,000 people go. It's a fabulous event. They have a good speaker, a CNN political analyst. The food is yummy, and it's great to celebrate Dr. King and his mission. I believe I looked on the website. They have gone back to our ability to buy a table. I know some of you like to sit with church members. So we can now buy tables of 10, or we can get individual tickets. Today is the last day to let us know that you would like to be a part of that. So you should leave your information, your name and slip in the church office, or feel free to just see me and I'll add you to the list. Lots of other things going on, so please do check your bulletins. But now let us continue with our worship.
Good morning. I am so glad to see you. I'm honored to say that I am the pastor here. I'm Pastor Alicia Wood. Welcome. Last week we heard Nathaniel ask, "Can any good come out of Nazareth?" And then he encountered Jesus. Today the soon-to-be disciples that meet Jesus on the shore also understood that something was up with this guy. Leaving their family business behind, they turned and followed Jesus, turning away from the limitations we think hold us back to lives in which we cast our nets to greater purpose. In this week's theme, we never know what is in store for us when we cast our nets, but power and love reside in God, says the psalmist. And we can count on that. Are we ready to be known as risk takers for God? Please remain seated and be a singer or a listener as our theme hymn, "For Known and Called," is played.
Good morning. My name is Beth Drew, and I will be your liturgist this morning. As we learn who Jesus is, and we are also learning who we are called to be, God has sculpted each of us in God's own image. Together, we can rediscover what that means. Would you please rise and join with me in the call to worship from the poem Another Way by John Vandalar. Teach us the courage, O God, to turn from what seems so natural, so safe. Teach us the humility, O God, to turn from what is so enticing, so persuasive. Lead us, O God, in another way, the way of true security, true wealth. Lead us, O God, in another way. Hungry, housing the homeless, protecting the threatened, and challenging the powerful. Lead us in the foolish way of the gospel that brings salvation to all. Amen. Please remain standing and join me in singing What Good Can Come from Nazareth that will be displayed on the screen. Now, this is a very new hymn sung to a very familiar tune of the tune that we know as the Church's One Foundation. You to picture me holding a mug or maybe a little magnet up here that says, God don't make no junk. The grammar isn't very good, but the meaning is clear. Each person is made in the image of God and is the beloved of God. I now invite you to share the deep peace of Christ with your neighbors, because each time we share peace, we also receive it. Let us now greet one another.
Will the children please come forward if they're comfortable? Are you? Good. So I had us stand here for a minute so you can see the fountain. Did anyone else see this before? You can come over and look. Does anyone have a fish tank at home?
No.
So in a fish tank, there's a motor that is in it, and that's what circulates the water. And so that's how this is working. There's a motor in there somewhere, and it's circulating the water. It reuses the water all the time. So that's what that is about. And there's been lots of questions, so I thought I'd answer them. Do you remember a long time ago, almost a year ago, here, put it on that, put it right there, when we had the water coming down this, does anyone remember when we had the fabric that looked like water coming down? And then what did we put on the fabric? What did we put?
Fish.
Yes, we put fish on it, yes. And so I have some fish here because today we're talking about casting a wide net. And so today I thought that we would put our fish from when we had all those prayers and thoughts on our nets, because we want to cast a wide net of God's love, and we want to be praying for one another all the time. So I'm wondering if half of you, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 4 goes on that side and hang some fish on the net, and 3 of you go up this side and hang some fish on the net. Okay? Just try to, maybe the tail can go in the square of the net to make it fit. So in this wide net, in this big wide net of God's love, we're putting our hopes and our prayers of the congregation. Are they fitting on there okay? It's okay if they fall. Worst case, you can just set them on the chairs. Okay, and when you're done, please come back where we started. That's great. Look at them. It's okay if they don't all go on the net. We'll just put them near the net. They're looking good. Good. Very good. All right, come on down. Oh, that's okay. Do you want to take it home with you? Or do you want to put it up there? There we go. He's okay. Okay. So, as a community, we pray for one another, all our hopes and our dreams and our worries and our anything that makes us scared. And so today, I want to say a prayer about that, the fish that remain up there in God's wide net of love and all we can offer. Okay, so let's not play with it anymore, and we're going to pray. Will you pray with me? Okay. Loving God, we thank you for your enormous and unending love. Please be with each of us as children and each of us as adults as we go through the struggles of life, as we go through the journey of growing up and the journey of growing old. Please be with us. And I pray this in your many, many names. Amen. So you can go sit back with who brought you. Thank you for helping me with our prayers and putting them in this wide net. And we are blessed today because now we can hear our choir.
This morning continues our theme of water and fishing and following. We have already seen Jesus baptized in the Jordan River, and now Jesus is calling the disciples from among the fishermen along the Sea of Galilee. Our scripture lesson is verses 16 through 20 of the first chapter of the Gospel of Mark. Jesus is still on the recruiting trail, building his band of disciples. And Jesus, as he so often does, paints a unique word picture for the fishermen that he meets. They will still be fishing, but now they will be fishing for people. Amazingly, they drop their nets, they leave the family business, and they follow Jesus. And I will be reading from the Common English Bible, Mark 1:16 through 20. As Jesus passed alongside the Galilee Sea, he saw two brothers, Simon and Andrew, throwing fishing nets into the sea, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," he said, "and I'll show you how to fish for people." Right away, they left their nets and followed him. And after going a little farther, they saw James and John, Zebedee's son, in their boat repairing the fishing nets. At the very moment he called them, they were there at the very moment he called them. They followed him, leaving their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired workers. This morning we also have a contemporary reading titled Discipleship by the Sea by Dr. Marcia McPhee. Shall we gather at the water of God's grace, at the shoreline, at the water? Can you hear the voice of God? The water of Jesus' baptism, of our own baptism, becomes the point at which we embark on a journey together in these days. River flows to sea. Baptism flows to discipleship. The Jordan flows to the Sea of Galilee. At the shoreline, we stand in the midst of all possibility. We gaze out to the horizon, and we wait to receive what comes in with the tide. We leave our boats, and we climb into boats. We rock in the gentle give and take of the breath of life, and we strain against the storms together. At the shoreline, we stand in the midst of all possibility, and we hear the voice of the teacher once again calling, "Follow me, follow me, follow me to the heart of eternity where the reign of God is unending." This is the word and wisdom of God for the people of God. Now, as you think about that lakeshore 2,000 years ago, please remember that these were regular people going about their daily lives who somehow were able to hear God's call in their lives. We are, each of us, on the lakeshore of our daily busyness, and God is still calling. Now, we will be singing a song where we are responding to God's call, and since we aren't the only people in the world who have this conversation, we have the chance today to sing in either English or in Spanish. Please feel free to feel this conversation with God as others around the world might be having this conversation with God, and sing in a language that is different than you might regularly use as we sing, "Lord, You Have Come to the Lakeshore."
Thank you.
Please be seated. That was lovely. How many of you heard Spanish speakers singing? How many of you heard English speakers speaking? Yeah, it was lovely, so lovely. I just had to be quiet for a while and listen. Each of our scriptures this season after Epiphany have given us a sneak peek of Jesus' early ministry. Today our scripture shares with us the trust Jesus' first disciples had in him at first sight. You may be expecting a fiery sermon on dropping everything to follow Jesus. Unfortunately, that's not what you're going to get today. Today, I come with a broken heart. In this past week, I've had two things happen at the same time that really have struck me in a way I didn't expect. You may remember last week we signed a petition for Hector to stay in the United States so that he would not leave a fatherless family here in Syracuse. And so that was one piece, and I haven't heard the results of that yet. The same day, last Sunday, I received an email from the Social Holiness team with the annual conference, and they had a call to action, which was a man who is an undocumented activist in New York City was also taken by ICE and was being held, and so there was a call to action for that, signing a petition and letter similar to the one we signed last week for Hector. And then on Friday evening, I received an email from one of our friends here in our church, and this was an email just with full of fear and anxiety and worry. That some of her neighbors had actually been taken by ICE in Manoa. Four Mexican men, they are full-time workers with a construction company. Their families live and work with all of us. Their children go to a school in Manoa, in preschool and elementary school, and there's five kids among them. They have wives. And because they had snow on their covering their license plate, they were pulled over and were detained by ICE. And so there's no update beyond that, except for the women were told that they would be transported to Buffalo, which we think is probably Batavia, and held there. They had valid visas, and so this is just very confusing and scary and all that. The women are just, you know, ready to, they're leaving to go be with family in New York City and some to California and some back to Mexico because they just want to be safe. And the women didn't work, so this was all the men being detained means that they have no income for their family to pay the bills as well. And so as all this is happening, I went and marched in the Women's March yesterday. And I went there with no fear, no worry. I knew I could march. I knew that I would not be arrested. I knew that I could use my voice and I could live an everyday, what I think of as normal life. And I marched. And I realized that not everyone has this privilege who reside in this country or this state or even this city. And so today I come with a broken heart. And from there, let's dig in to the scripture from the Gospel of Mark. What could have been going on with the lives of these fishermen that they, according to Chet Myers, during this period, During this period of time, the Sea of Galilee was becoming a booming economy for fishing. as described in Mark 1, verses 19 and 20. After going a little further, he saw James and John, Zebedee's sons, in their boat repairing the fishing nets. At that very moment, he called them. They followed him, leaving their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired workers. Fishing many times was a family business, just like Zebedee's family business. And Zebedee may have been one of the more successful fishermen because he had hired men or laborers in addition to his sons working for him. And the other thing that Chet Meyer says is that fishermen were some of the worst paid laborers during this time. Because of this, some scholars argue that the first disciples, well, they didn't have much to lose. They were lowly, poorly paid fishermen. While other scholars say leaving in the middle of the workday and or the family business was a big risk for finances, for reputation with the boss, for reputation with coworkers, not to mention family harmony. For Jesus, this was about doing ministry with what Jose Reiger calls the underbelly of society, the grassroots, the poor, the oppressed, like our friends and neighbors in Manoa, just driving to work. Jesus wanted to turn power and the economy around so that everyone receives their fair share as the kingdom of God declares. Jesus wanted to turn the idea of power out of the hands of a few to God's intended good for all people. Jesus imagined casting a wide net full of God's love for all kinds of people. So it's great that Jesus called those fishermen to follow him. But what does that have to do with us? We're already followers of Jesus. We're all in, right? How many of you go to the water when you need to get away? A few people. Maybe it's to clear a head or to relax. I know for me, if I have something weighing heavy on my mind, I go to the water. I sit at the shoreline. This is from Casawasco. These lines from the contemporary reading were intriguing. At the shoreline, we stand in the midst of all possibility. We gaze out to the horizon. We wait to receive what comes in with the tide. We leave our boats and we climb into boats. Well, what does this mean? We leave our boats and we climb into boats? What if, just as when Jesus called to the fishermen, they left one kind of fishing for another. But today, Jesus is calling us to step out of our self-constructed, self-comforting boats and climb into a new boat, a boat carved, created, and steered by Jesus Christ. Jesus called to the fishermen, "Follow me," not because they were persons of power or had special skills in scripture or evangelism, but because they were ordinary people, just like you and me. Jesus calls ordinary people to do extraordinary and sometimes risky things with him in his fine crafted boat full of his teachings and strength. As we sang in the hymn, "Lord, you have come to the lakeshore," we sang these words several times. "Now my boat's left on the shoreline behind me. By your side, I will seek other seas." Somehow, when we trust Jesus, get out of our own boats of the way we want things to be, climb into a newly crafted boat to follow Jesus' teachings and count on him for strength, God makes beautiful things out of us. Are we open and ready for the ride in the new boat? Are we ready to cast our nets wider than we ever imagined?
We now come to the part of our service for community prayer. If you would like your prayer read as a part of the worship service, perhaps you remember, I do not have one in my hand, but Barbara showed you the yellow prayer slip. Please, I'm sorry, not the prayer. Start all over again. I was thinking about that song. So we now are actually, yeah, okay. We are taking in the prayer slips right now. And Anne, would you hold yours up so everybody can see it, because I do not have a copy. Now is the time to take your prayer slip as the ushers are collecting them. And at this point, as apparently I was deep in thought, you can feel free to be a singer or a listener as we begin our prayer time, asking God to open our eyes.
Thank you.
are many places in this world where uncertainty reigns. Let us lift up names of places in this world that need our prayers. Washington, D.C., Korea. Montecito, California, Syracuse, Africa, Puerto Rico, Mexico, Congo, Liberia, Manoa.
Speaking of Puerto Rico, they finally got power after 112 days.
That's wonderful. Not everybody, but many. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Yes.
Let us join together in a time of prayer as we pray silently, followed by a short spoken prayer, and then the Lord's Prayer in whatever way or language that you feel closest to God. As we begin a time of silent prayer, get comfortable in your seat, take a deep breath, and in Hebrew, breath and spirit are the same word. Breathe in and allow the Holy Spirit to fill your consciousness as you open your heart to God. Let us pray. God of the earth and wind and sky, God of the water, God of the snow, God of the ice, the clouds, the birds, the animals, God of our own selves, we pray to you this morning. We seek your breath upon us, even as we are working on our own breath in and out. We ask for your breath upon us. It seems these days that many people are questioning where you are, God. These are challenging days. These are challenging days for people all around the world. But even here in our beloved country, these are days when refugees are being unwelcomed, when people are being called names for voting or responding in a way that feels the way they want to be called to do. These are days where people are fighting disease. These are days where people are waiting for test results, waiting for surgeries of beloved family members. These are days when we experience loss of friends and family. And we sometimes say, God, where are you? If you're so wise and so all-knowing, how come this is happening? And you know, I don't know, God, that we really do have the answer. But I'm thinking that just as you didn't make it, that those fishermen, Zebedee and his sons and others, had a bountiful catch every single day of their lives, you never deserted them, God. And you showed them how they could move to another boat. And I guess, God, we have to trust that you can show us how to either stay on our own boat and get through it all, or move to another boat. And I guess maybe the key word is trust. So this morning, God, we pray that you help us through the challenges, and we pray that we can trust in you and connect with you so that your breath and our breaths are in rhythm together as close as possibly can be, and that we feel you in our lives. This we pray today in the names of all the names we call you and all the images we have of you, and yet we are grounded by the prayer that has been taught to us and that universally in Christianity we share. And that prayer is, Creator God, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we enter into a time of giving, I would like to remind everyone to put your attendance slips into the collection plate. This is on the flip side of that yellow paper. And I would like you to know that if you are visiting us today, we welcome you. And we hope that you feel in this community something that you are looking for, and that we do not expect a donation from you today. You are our guest. We're just so grateful you're here. And yet, we do have a strong tradition of giving in University Church. So as a symbol of our ministry in this place and beyond, let us now bring our tithes, donations, and offerings. With me in the prayer of dedication. When we look in the mirror, may we see our sisters and brothers in need, the lonely, the hungry, the searching, the aching. Companionship and healing. Go forth now as God's people to serve those around us. Go forth as sisters and brothers of Jesus. Go forth as those strengthened by the Spirit. We have already received God's love, a free gift. We are God's beloved, and so is every other person on this earth. That's a story that needs telling. Please continue to stand if you are able to, and join with me in singing Freely, Freely, number 389 in your pew hymnal, and of course displayed on the screen. Freely, Freely.
May the peace of God, which exceeds all our understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of God's beloved Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. The blessing of Almighty God, Creator, Christ, and Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.